Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is BA and RN Ravenhill.
Oh. Bevan and Rebecca Ravenhill from Young Siding took out 6 awards on the night, including the overall winner award. I caught up with the two to find out what they did this year to get such a large improvement on last year.
Look, the cattle performed exceptionally well, better than I expected. We set them up well. The other thing is we had 2 teams in. We were able to put 2 teams up. One was a Limmers and Angus team, and the other one was a Angus team. So a mixture of the winners came from the Limmers and Angus and also from the Angus team, which is very pleasing that our Angus genetics are working.
So I guess the obvious question is, what's your secret?
Our slogan, science, not fiction. So we know that it works. There's lots and lots of data behind our numbers, and we know that our cattle perform in the feedlot. They perform under grass conditions. So we're super pleased with our product. We know that they're going to perform. In addition to that, our calves are weaned early. Those cattle were weaned like 5-6 months of age. They were weaned. We prepared them on a diet at home on pellets, early weaning. We impressioned them, made them so they learned to eat out of troughs. Just really did a really good job of them as babies, and just kept them ticking along prior to the competition.
So you were both entered into this competition last year as well, I understand. How thoroughly did you examine that data?
Look, we spent a lot of time looking at last year's data just to see how our livestock went. The amount of data in that booklet is just tremendous. It takes you weeks to be able to actually digest it and to work out what data goes where and where the points are scored and how your cattle did.
What do you see as the biggest issues facing the industry at the moment?
Look, I said 2 things in the speeches there, and that was young farmers. There's a tremendous amount of young farmers in the room tonight, so that makes me really, really happy. And the second one was the cattle this year were so even before the feedlot started. So that's not only a positive for me, but it means the industry is learning the type of cattle that must go into the feedlot to actually perform. So there's two tremendous learnings there. And look, young people involved is just tremendous. We need to... Ag's obviously sexy again, so we need to have those young people coming back.
Bevan Ravenhill speaking there. And also big congrats to the other winners. There was the Penfolds of Capel, Ben Barra Farm came back with a couple of awards, Jennifer Roberts, and the Mount Barker Community College. But they weren't the only ones to benefit during the night, according to coordinator Sheena Smith. She says being able to compare your beef to others is very beneficial farmers in the competition.
Oh, I think they can see how their animals perform against other people's crosses or purebreds, so then they can make good management decisions when it comes to buying bulls or even heifers for that matter, to improve their dollar gain back at the end of the day.
Do you get a sense of what breeds are better than others as well, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Well, obviously the Limo Angus has stood out tonight with it being a cross, and I mean that was always the thought of when we started the competition it would probably be a British Euro cross. But then, you know, tonight the Angus have done very well as well, straight Angus. So I suppose that's saying that's one of the things that's up for discussion 3 or 4 years down the track.
And during the dinner, an auction was held to raise money for WA Farmers Fire Zone, which puts money towards helping farmers who have been affected by fires by buying fences and fodder.
340, anyone who want to average up?
Yes.
3.
Huh?
You're all right?
Yeah,
I reckon the only one's excited is you. $340's big. $340 way out the back, it's gone. Thank you, Bevan. Bevan Raven, thank you very much.
That auction raised in excess of $2,000.